Live from State Street in the heart of Chicago, you are listening to the new home of the Chicago Bears, ESPN Chicago. And this is Waddle and Sylvie, WMVP, WSHE, HD2, Chicago, a Good Karma Brands radio station.
On. He said, you've got to keep it as clean as possible for the new quarterback.
That's all we're saying. Neither one of us is afraid of competition. This is a decision. This is a choice you're making. I got what's behind door number one or what's behind door number two. For me, I'll take what's behind door number two, which would be clean and easier for everyone involved. The new quarterback, the new offensive coordinator, the general manager who has yet to pick his own quarterback. I don't know why. Could you go to camp with? Of course. It just wouldn't be the way I would do it.
Right.
Don't make me right or wrong. Just wouldn't be the way I would do it.
You want one guy who believes that they can go to camp with two? It's Charlie Weiss, who was the offensive coordinator back in the day when they had Tom Brady and Drew Bledsoe with the Patriots. Again, different situation, much different. One was drafted with pick 199. The other one was
Super Bowl,
and was a highly paid Pro Bowl quarterback. So this is Charlie Weiss, and he says the Bears should hang on to Fields.
I think the Bears should hold on to Justin Fields and draft a quarterback. I think they should do both. And I think that the Bears should turn what most people say, well, the Bears are losing their market, they're losing their value on Justin Fields. Well, then hold on to him, because it's just a matter of time before somebody's going to come calling that needs a quarterback. Now, it might be training camp, might be second game of the year, but somewhere along the line, somebody's going to need a front-line quarterback. And what better quarterback is available than Justin Fields? I think that to trade him on the cheap right now makes absolutely no sense. Now, I know the Bears fans would like this to be resolved one way or another. Of course, they would have liked them to trade him and get a first-round draft choice. But right now, his value on the trade market is low. So then don't trade him now. Right now, he's the best quarterback you have. It's not close for second. And even after they draft somebody, if they draft somebody with the first pick, he's still the best quarterback as far as game ready in the NFL right now.
Here's Charlie Weiss's opinion. Sirius XM on the credit there.
And I respect Charlie, but I just disagree. I don't think it's the right. It's not the way I would go about doing it.
Yep. So let's take your calls. Ben in Ottawa, you're on ESPN 1000. What's up, Ben?
Hey, how you guys doing? Thanks for taking my call.
You got it.
Ben. I'm a little upset with this seemingly growing narrative that we need to give Ryan Poles time and see what he does in the draft, because I look at what he's done so far, and my thought was, in the immortal words of Chris Rock, you don't get credit for things you're supposed to do. Mm-hmm. You're supposed to re-sign Jalen Johnson, a homegrown product who's a top 10, maybe top 5 defensive back. You have the 1 in the 9 pick. You're supposed to draft Caleb Williams, and then at 9, some combination of Roma Dunze, Malik Nabers, Joe Alt, Dallas Turner. Like, I could do that. You could do that. I'm an idiot calling the radio station. That's like, he doesn't get credit for those things.
You're an idiot calling two idiots. We're all idiots together.
It was a ballsy trade last year with Carolina, and to get DJ Moore included in the timing on when he did it. Now, look, I get there was some luck involved that Carolina turned out to be as bad as they were, but still, doesn't he get credit for that, for making a very turned out to be a very smart deal?
Definitely gets credit for that.
Okay, yes, he gets credit for that. But if you look at this offseason now, I look at it and I just go, I know he's filled some holes. But inevitably, didn't you and the Packers go shopping for the same pieces of attire? Basically, your big moves were a running back and a safety. You had more money than they did.
Yep.
But they shopped at the designer store and you shopped at the department store. How does that happen? It doesn't make sense if you're trying to catch your rival. So I don't give him credit for things that he was supposed to do. He last year worked out great. It was a great trade. But in terms of this year, it's baffling the moves he's made. And I don't think that getting a running back was baffling. I think it tells you that they don't think Khalil Herbert's medicals are good long-term. But why did the Packers go for the same two positions as you with less money and got better players?
Ben, I share your that sentiment about that. And it's the first thing that I thought of when things were reported was they got the it's younger. Listen, Kevin Byard's had a brilliant career, and I think he'll be better here than he was in Philly last year. I'm not down on that in any way, shape, or form, but Xavier McKinney was the youngest guy. Josh Jacobs, many would tell you, is a better overall player than Andre Swift.
But the only thing that I would say too about that, if I'm looking at this fairly, is they also had, in my opinion, a position of strength. The Packers in Aaron Jones.
Yeah,
he's older, and they cut him. You know, and that was an unpopular choice in Green Bay. So they swapped out Aaron Jones for basically a one-year guarantee for Jacobs. Have they really gotten better there?
Got better than our guy, is my point.
Well, but did they really improve their team? Jones for Jacobs.
Well, if Jones...
Or Jacobs for Jones.
Listen, if Jones is 100% healthy, I prefer Jones because I think he's a better receiver.
That's all I'm saying. Like, did they really get better in that regard?
I think they probably... it's a push. And Jacobs is younger and costs less than they were on the hook for with Aaron Jones.
The only thing that bothers me so far about free agency, and I'm going to wait until the entire offseason is done.
Sure.
And
maybe a trade out there that would light your fire.
Yeah, exactly. They could make a trade. There's still time. I'm going to take this. I'm not going to celebrate an offseason championship, and I'm not going to panic when they don't go crazy with... You don't win these things here in the offseason.
Fair to say you're underwhelmed at this point?
I'm underwhelmed. Like, I don't love what they've done at the center position. I don't love that they signed a guy today to a one-year stopgap deal. I don't love that they traded a fifth-round pick for a guy who's not played a lot at center. Have they really improved? Maybe they will draft a guy there. But what are you doing giving up a fifth-round pick for depth at guard? What are you doing, signing? You still haven't fortified that position long-term. Where's your rush end? Where's your extra wide receiver? Where's...
Signed your tight end, and I like Gerald Everett. Is he better than Tonyan? Yes, but...
Are you really a lot better today than when free agency started?
A lot better? I wouldn't say a lot better, but I'd say better. Like, I like Byard over Eddie Jackson. I like Swift. I think it's a good addition. I mean, would I have spent $8.5 million or would I have chosen to go in a different direction? Possibly. Everett is a better tight end than Tonyan. They have added depth at their offensive line. So I think they're a better team, but I use the word underwhelmed, and I think that would describe how I feel. But I echo your sentiment about waiting. Look, they have money left. Maybe there's a trade out there that could bolster their wide receiving core or their pass rush situation. DJ Wonnum goes to Carolina for a two-year, $12.5 million contract. Danielle Hunter got something that maybe you weren't willing to pay. Maybe Hunter wanted to go to Houston. I don't know. You know, I mean, the splash signing doesn't always equate to success, but I am a touch underwhelmed at the moment.
Jimmy on the north side, you're on ESPN 1000. What's up, Jimmy?
What's up, fellas? How are you guys?
I'm good. Are you down, too?
You sound down, Jimmy.
I mean... I'm down at a conference, and I didn't check my phone for 3 days. And I pick up my phone only to learn that we're going to spend $2 billion to build a publicly owned stadium. We haven't seen a sketch of it yet. And that we haven't signed one free agent that's a premier or blue chip guy. And the 72 hours have passed. I turned on the radio this morning. Cap's doing his typical parlay stroke of Caleb Williams insulting the rest of the fan base. I don't care where Justin Fields goes. I really don't care what we get back. If we're drafting Caleb Williams, why aren't we concerned with the way this team's going to win in other places? Poles is what, just DJ Moore for the rest of his career getting wide receivers right. We have legitimate money and issues that are not being addressed with the right players, and it's just disheartening that the McCaskey family can't afford to put out a team in this league, in this era. And that's really the case, guys.
Wait, where are you at on the quarterback situation at this point, Jimmy?
I mean, I think that you have to listen to what teams are going to potentially propose for that first pick. But again, like, I guess I subscribe to, if Caleb Williams really appears to be the quote-unquote guy, then let's go for it. But the window is open. I mean, you can't be like, this is what, year three of the rebuild, reset, tear down, whatever we call it. You got to, if it's performance is the expectation now, I don't care as a quarterback.
Okay. You sound down, Jimmy. Come on.
What did he mean by that at the end there? What did he say at the end? I cut him. I couldn't understand him today.
I think he's down about the quarterback. Production has to be better regardless of who you're choosing.
Sure.
Whether it's like, Justin, you're keeping Justin moving forward, or you're drafting Caleb Williams, it's got to be better. I don't know exactly. I think he tailed off. I thought his dauber was down, and he's at a conference, a business conference. I think he's distracted.
Yeah, I think they got to win. I said this when we were at Hallis Hall and we had an event with some partners. My minimum is at 9. Minimum. They've got to be an above 500 team. I think I'm going to predict 10.
Ooh.
Yeah. Like, you should have won 10 this year. Okay. Minimum 9. You blew 3 games down the stretch, right? You should have finished Cleveland. You should have finished Detroit. You should have finished Denver. You won 7. That's 10. Let's say you finish 2 out of the 3 of those games. That's 9. You have the first, you have the 9th pick. You're adding in free agency. You're going to have a better team this year. You have Montez Sweat for the whole season. You better. I don't care, rookie quarterback or not. We think he will be better than Justin. I'm not like all of a sudden now bringing things back and saying, well, wait a minute, let's lower expectations because it's a rookie. No,
I could ride with 9. I'm 9 or 10. I'm a little gun shy about giving you double digit wins right now.
They won 7.
March. I get it, but
beat,
like,
the Packers once.
Well, you didn't beat the Packers.
I know, exactly.
Well, until you beat them.
A year ago, we were talking about 0-6 in the division. What'd they win? 3? So I was like, hey, go 3-3. Now go 4-2. Yeah, beat the Packers.
We were also predicting that the kid playing quarterback at Green Bay was going to be a bomb.
Well, right
things
now,
change.
The Vikings quarterback stinks.
Unless they draft one, and maybe that guy's really good.
Give me one against the Packers, one against Detroit, and sweep the Vikings.
Yeah, I can't give you one against the Packers. I haven't seen it.
Well, you better demand it. You better change by September.
Listen, I agree.
You're soft now. Now I'm going with that guy. I've ruined you.
Listen, I demand them to beat the Packers, but I'm not going to sit here and tell you that I'm counting on it. I'll count on it when I see it.
10 in a row.
Same way I'll count on Jordan Love isn't going to be a fantastic quarterback when I see he's not a fantastic quarterback.
That's
right,
a mirage.
Right. We were all sitting here saying there's no chance that you can go from Favre to Rodgers, and Rodgers to Jordan Love, he's going to suck. Well, he didn't suck
he's
in the second half of the season.
He's going to have a target on his back this time. Okay. Now we're ready for him.
All right, good.
Larry in California, you're on ESPN 1000. What's up, Larry?
Larry.
Larry.
Come on, Larry. You can do it, Larry.
No, he can't.
Come on, Larry. You can do it.
Vic is on the south side. What's up, Vic?
Hey, what's up, Alex?
You tell us.
Yeah, I was thinking if there were no starting jobs out there and they were trying to trade Justin, I think that Chiefs might take a shot on them.
Ooh, the Chiefs.
To back up Mahomes, looking at Andy Reid.
You think Nagy wants to do that again? Nagy wants to do that all over again?
It's not about Nagy, though. That's the thing. It's about Andy Reid. He had a history of managing multiple quarterbacks with different personalities. So I think that would be a good spot for him, and he could actually learn how to be a quarterback with a good offense.
That's interesting. Like, no one's ever mentioned the Chiefs, and we just talked to Lewis Riddick, who said, Andy Reid's always the guy who says, you add the quarterback when you don't need the quarterback.
Yeah.
Who is their backup these days?
You won't get it. I've got their depth chart up right now.
Because it was the old Michigan guy.
It was Chad Henne for the longest time.
Okay, I'll give you. I'm not going to give you. You probably know, whatever it was, Larry. I'll give you every nickel I have in my wallet now.
I don't think I have a clue.
I don't even think I can pronounce his name. The backup quarterback on right now, listed on their depth chart, is Chris Oladokun.
Never heard of him.
He is a 26-year-old from South Dakota State. He was drafted in the 7th round, pick number 241 by Pittsburgh.
Hmm.
And behind him is Ian Book.
Hmm.
That's what their quarterback roster looks like. He may be on to something. Maybe on to something.
Would they be willing to, with what they need with their salary cap, are they willing to give up?
Ryan Poles comes from Kansas.
That's true. It's true.
Maybe that should be that. Kansas City's one of the teams you drafted.
Who did Justin Fields have a worse relationship with, Matt Nagy or Luke Getsy? It's got to be Nagy, right? The way he was hung out to dry to start his career.
Yeah, but again, his headset, like he said, the caller said, his headset's not plugged in.
Yeah, that's a good point. I think that's the funniest thing of all.
Balancourt in the South Loop. You're on ESPN 1000. What's up, Balancourt?
Hey, what's going on, guys? How y'all doing?
Good. How are you?
Hey, man, I'm good, man. I'm just so tired of this Justin Field thing, man. But I just want to say, I believe that Justin Field is a diamond in the rough that just ain't been polished properly. And whatever quarterback they bring in here to compete with him, he's going to beat him out. All the haters.
It's not hating. Time out. Tom Balancourt, come on. Let's just come. Nobody's hating. If you have an opinion that is different from someone else, that's not hating. It's just that somebody may see something in a different way.
Well, the thing is this, man. You guys must don't know how humans are.
Right? Of course I know how humans. I got cut 4 times from this team. Four times I got told to go home.
You see that? You're getting all upset.
Gotcha. No, he didn't. This is his response to being,
sit back for about 30 minutes.
Do what?
Hey, you're getting all upset, man. You might be playing. See? Hey, look, man. Anybody they bring in here for this kid, he's going to beat him out. He hung up on me.
No, we're listening to you. We wouldn't hang up on you,
Balancourt.
Why
would we hang up on you? That's not how we play.
I'm trying to tell you, we're not haters.
We're listening to you.
Yeah, okay. I've been hung up a lot, man.
Not by us.
Anytime I get warmed up about to tell y'all something, y'all hang up on me.
Warm up.
We're waiting for you to get warmed up.
Okay. This is the deal.
Okay.
Anybody they bring in here to compete with this kid, man, this kid going to beat him out, man. I'm telling you.
Okay.
This kid is a diamond in the rough, man. He just ain't been polished right.
Okay.
I mean, man, come on, man. He got beat up by the Cleveland Browns, man. I mean, he got beat up.
This past year or this first game?
As a rookie.
Come on, man. Don't play me like I'm stupid, Sylvie. You know I ain't talking about this past year, man.
So you're going back to his rookie year. Yes, he was developed poorly in his rookie year. He's had the rug pulled out from him. We know this. He's also played poorly in times. He's also not processed in the pocket like you'd like.
If you put Mahomes behind the team that we had, Mahomes would be a dog.
No, he wouldn't.
A beat up dog.
I'm gonna say this with a tremendous amount of calmness. Now you lost me. Patrick Mahomes wouldn't be a dog behind any offensive liner in anybody's offense.
Yes, he would.
No, I disagree.
Yes, he would.
I respectfully disagree with you, Balancourt.
Quarterback and receivers come to Chicago to die.
I'm still alive.
Hey, Water, look, man.
I'm still alive. Look at me. I'm still alive. I'm not dead.
Hey, but your brains is.
Now you win. Chalk one up for Balancourt.
No, that's a hater call. You just hated on me.
I gotta go.
I'm still alive.
I don't want to hang up on him because I don't want to be accused of hanging up on him.
Did he hang up on us?
I don't know.
Did he go to listen to his... Did he hang up to go listen to himself?
He had such a good little line
to hear at the end. He did. That was a good line.
To record and everything.
We
send to his friends.
We don't hang up on people.
No, we don't.
That's not our game.
We
do give the floor to everybody. Like, it is sports. It is fun. We don't even take ourselves seriously.
No, but I do bristle at this thought that people hate because they have a different opinion. When did having a different opinion make you an evil SOB? And I'm not even being, like, my opinion hasn't changed on anything. I've told everybody that will listen the same damn thing over every single day to the point where you're probably tired of hearing it. So I'm not hating. My opinion may differ from Yurko's. It may differ from Jim Miller's. It may differ from Charlie Weiss. I'm not hating on anybody. Yeah, I just choose to do something different.
Someone tweeted and said, now, like when we were talking to Lewis, now I have Jim Miller on because he's got a different, quote, narrative than you. That's how this all started. We had Jim Miller on the week of the Combine to tell us this.
We had Jim on first.
He was with us in person. He wanted to beat me up.
Yeah. I don't know about that.
Yeah, he kind of hit evil in his eye.
He's very passionate about his point. Maybe he didn't have a lot of sleep under his belt.
We bring everybody on. Like, that's what we try to do. We try to have all sides. We played Charlie Weiss. We want all sides. I'm a Bears fan.
We're going to have Jeff Joniak on at 6. I'm going to spank him. And he's going to give you the same comment.
Is that some sort of a weird fetish thing?
Spanking
him?
No, I mean, it was just kind of a verbal way. I'm almost spanking verbally.
Oh, okay. All right.
He's not going to be in studio.
All right, coming up next.
If he'd like to be spanked, I mean, he'd come down to 190 North State Street.
It's my favorite time of the show when we do a snake draft. Snake draft time.
Hater.
Snake draft.
Hater.
We are going to draft where we think Justin Fields is going. What are the rules here?
Sweet Jesus.
Is this, Tyler, this was your creation?
Yeah, this is where he will be on opening day.
Week one, NFL season.
Ah, Bears!
It could be. Like, that's an option to pick from. And so we'll do the draft order. We'll each choose 4 teams. So we'll choose half the league.
Bears.
We'll do that coming up next.
Listen to us now, live on the ESPN Chicago app. Listen to the show in HD at 100.3 HD2 FM. Listen now on ESPN 1000. This is Waddle and Sylvie, ESPN Chicago, Chicago's home for sports.
We like a good snake draft. It could be sports, it could be anything. This is sports, and it's local. It's about Justin Fields. Tyler threw this at us in our daily email. He's like, hey, why don't we do a draft on the teams that we think Justin will start the 2024 season with? That doesn't exclude the Bears. The Bears are an option. So...
starting the season.
So we're not going to go all 32 teams. We're going to pick 4 teams each. Yeah, this isn't training camp. This is where he's going to be on opening day, which roster he's going to be on.
Okay.
So
cover half the NFL here.
Half the NFL.
4 teams each, 16 total.
Is there a chance that none of us get it either?
I think there's a very strong chance.
Yeah.
Really?
I think so.
I've gone through the teams. I had a hard time getting to 15 landing spots that I think are
I wrote down realistic. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. I've got 15 teams on my list is what I wrote down that I like.
If he's not on one of these 15 teams, it will stretch the imagination.
I didn't even write a team down. I'm just flowing.
That's usually you in the snake draft.
Yeah. See, I know I'm going to get it wrong.
All right, so what do we got? Do you do the randomizer for the draft?
I'll randomize it right now. First pick is Sylvie, second is Waddle, third is Meller, fourth is myself.
I'm going to go, believe it or not.
I know what you're going. You're going to go for the haul.
I got to... I don't think it's going to happen.
Well, then don't say it.
But if I'm choosing a team, the odds are,
come on,
team to team to team to team, the best odds are the Bears.
Okay, so you pick the Bears.
I'm going to roll with the Bears.
Are you also calling for the Hall? Are you calling for them to draft a quarterback at one?
This could be...
Call for the Hall.
This could be... This is not our bet. That's Carmen and Yurko.
It's okay. No, it's actually Black
and Abdallah.
Carmen and Yurko stole it from
them. This could be them taking a quarterback that isn't... Stop it. That's distracting. Caleb Williams.
Come on, you can do it.
This is someone who's not Caleb Williams and them keeping him. This could be them keeping him. This could be them doing the dumb.
Say it.
Keeping... No, I'm not saying the H word.
You're going to get the Hall. Come on.
I'm going Bears.
And the Hall or no Hall? Is it Bears with them also drafting Caleb?
There's a better chance for the U-Haul.
So, which is it? Like,
I'm taking the Bears.
And do you believe that they'll still draft a quarterback first overall?
After all this time, you went circled back. You're going
now
for
got the Bears keeping Justin Fields for week one.
Mathematically, out of all the teams, if you individualize the teams, they have the best odds of having him on their roster on opening day.
Well, of course, because Billy Bean
he's
over
on
there.
Their team.
Yes.
Their analytics.
Exactly.
Right. Yeah. I mean, you're right. Right? If you're using, if you're going by the numbers,
look,
you're playing blackjack over there. You made the right call.
Exactly.
Did you make the right call for the Hall, though?
You stop it. Who's second?
That's me. I'll go with Philly. You know, what Charles Robinson wrote for Yahoo Sports, and he'll join us at 5:30, it makes sense to me. You know, obviously, if a trade is made, it's not going to be for a starting position. So why not go to a place where they run an offense that is tailored to a quarterback skill set that is similar to Justin's? He can step in and at whatever time. I mean, listen, Jalen Hurts played most of the season hurt or banged up last year. And that will happen with a quarterback that is running it as frequently as Jalen Hurts. Has Justin ever made it in three seasons through a full 16-17 game schedule without being injured as well?
I don't believe so.
I don't think so. So it makes sense to me. And Howie Roseman's the type of guy, he's a kind of a free-thinking general manager. You give up whatever you're going to give up for him, and for whatever reason, if there is a team that has a quarterback injury and they come calling, maybe you could trade Justin for comparable draft currency. So I'll go with Philadelphia Eagles, courtesy of Charles Robinson's article.
All right, who's number three?
Picking third, I'll go ahead and similar mindset. I'll select the Baltimore Ravens.
I like it.
I think their offense is a spot where Justin Fields could go in, back up Lamar Jackson. You know immediately the pecking order, but it wouldn't be a huge stretch to have Fields come in if Lamar Jackson injures himself during the season and start for the Ravens.
Okay, Tyler's got two picks.
I'm going to double up here. I'm going to take the Minnesota Vikings with the first pick.
By interdivision trade.
Yep.
It's inner or intra-division?
That would be intra.
Intra-division.
Yes, intra-division
trade. If you traded him in the NFC, it would be an inter-conference trade, right?
No, it's still an intra.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
And then my next pick is going to be the Denver Broncos.
Yeah,
because
I was hoping they'd come down to
Sean
me.
Sean Payton will trade for him not to be a quarterback, but to be his Taysom Hill.
Yes.
You know what?
Maybe a starting quarterback.
You better either get off of Twitter or
could
duck.
Be both if he drafts a rookie.
Get off of Twitter or duck.
Is Justin Fields a rich man's Taysom Hill or a poor man's Taysom Hill?
Rich man's Taysom Hill.
Yeah.
Okay. Just checking. That means it's my selection here, and I will go ahead and select the New England Patriots.
Oh, that's a good one. That's a good
one. Even though they've got the third pick, certainly Jaden Daniels or Drake May is a possibility, but I'm not going to completely rule them out of the Justin Fields sweepstakes just yet.
Waddle, you are up.
I'm going to the Green Bay Packers.
What?
With my second selection, going to the Green Bay Packers.
I think they may make a deal with the Vikings. I don't believe there's any chance Ryan Poles would make a deal with the Packers.
They weren't even on my list of 15 teams I thought were in play.
Did your list include 16 quarterbacks that were traded or signed prior to today without Justin being one of them?
I definitely did check it out.
Stick your list.
Stick my list.
Sylvie. You got two, Sylvie, coming your way.
I'm going to go the Cleveland Browns. The Deshaun Watson backup. Have they signed anybody?
Didn't they sign Jameis Winston?
Yes.
That's all right. Justin could be their third string.
I'll trade you the Green Bay Packers pick if you want.
Damn it. I forgot about Jameis.
I'll trade you Green Bay for a future draft.
Look, a card late is a card play.
There you go.
So I've got to take the Browns.
Okay.
And I am
taking the Browns to the Super Bowl.
And look, I'm going to get cute here, okay? I am going to go the Miami Dolphins. Mike McDaniel is always looking for weapons.
Don't you remember when they were playing here at Soldier Field and Mike McDaniel screamed at Justin, Justin, stop giving us hell or whatever
it was. Yes, and I could see him doing some stuff with him on offense. I could see him do some stuff as a Tua backup. I think Mike White was their backup last year, so I could see him as their backup. He is as creative as anybody, so I could see him just getting in the mix there as a wild card team. I wasted a pick with the Cleveland Browns. Damn it. So I'm going to get cute with the Miami Dolphins.
Well, I don't think that's getting cute. I think that's a pretty good selection.
Your third selection. You've got the Eagles and Packers, Waddle.
When they were pursuing a new offensive coordinator, there's a name of a guy that everyone thought would be at least a good name to bring in for an interview. You know what that name was? Greg Roman. Greg Roman's now the offensive coordinator in Los Angeles for your Chargers.
It's a good call.
I got Jim Harbaugh on the West Coast who played against Justin Fields.
I have them on my list,
too. Can tailor his offense with the help of a Greg Roman to fit the skill sets. So with the whatever pick of the draft, I'm going to say the Los Angeles Chargers.
With the 10th pick. All right, with the 11th selection, I currently have the Ravens and Patriots. I'm going to go ahead and select a reunion.
They
will be reunited. Blow up the minds of all the Justin Fields supporters when Luke Getsy goes out and gets his man in Las Vegas. I think the Raiders, Gardner Minshew, is not enough to keep them off. I think they will be reunited in Las Vegas as a possibility. Give me the Raiders.
You're crazy. Are they gonna draft a quarterback?
Is that crazier than the Packers?
That's true. You got me.
Than the Browns.
You got me there. You got me with the Packers thing.
All right. I'm going to go to a couple of creative offensive minds.
Yes. Oh, I bet you I know who you're going to take.
First one, I'm going to take the Rams.
I have them on my list, and that was one of my guesses.
And then the second one, I wouldn't rule out the Kansas City Chiefs. Ooh. After looking at their quarterback depth chart. I don't even remember the name of the guy who you said earlier.
I don't remember it either. I remember Ian Book, but he was listed third.
But maybe the Chiefs take a flyer on getting him in as a backup. He knows Matt Nagy. Like, I wouldn't rule out the Chiefs.
I like that idea. Make Patrick Mahomes compete for his job. Don't be afraid of competition up in Kansas City, right?
Shut your pie hole.
That'd be a... All of a sudden, Justin Fields is your starting KC because he beat Pat Mahomes out in training camp. I like that idea. With my fourth and final selection, boys, similar thought process. I'm going to go ahead and say, give me the Buffalo Bills as a backup option.
Mitch and Justin together.
Why not let Sean McDermott and the Bills get Justin Fields right in Buffalo?
This is you, Waddle.
Your final pick, Wads.
Did any of you slappies take the... the Jets. You can't because Tyrod Taylor was signed.
Well, you can.
No, I might do that.
One's going to run for vice president.
Oh, sweet Jesus. Did one of you say the Vikings?
Yes.
They were Tyler's first selection.
Did anybody say the Lions?
No.
No.
I mean, why don't we just...
Are you going to go? We're sweeping the division.
In the division. You know, Justin definitely fits a Shanny offense, so I'm maybe go to San Francisco. How about the Saints?
I had them on the list.
I'll take the Saints. Who's the OC at the Saints now? It's not Pete Carmichael Jr. anymore. Who did they hire?
Dennis Allen's the head coach.
Clint Kubiak.
Ooh, that's right. Oh, God, he's a true West Coast guy.
Just like half the league is, though. All right, Sylvie, close this out.
All right, so I'm between three teams. I'm between Seattle on a straight-up trade for Geno Smith to get him reunited with his guy, Shane Waldron, here is the backup and the help tutor. You know what? I just talked myself into it. Because the other teams were the 49ers, to be creative. Like, 49ers had a chance to draft Justin Fields, and it's another creative mind. Or the Giants are still on my list. Like, I'm not buying Daniel Jones.
But they did.
And I know they did. I know, but I don't believe that.
You buy in Drew Locke?
Drew Locke. I mean, but I talked myself into it on a Geno Smith for Justin Fields trade. Draft night that this happens, and then Shane Waldron gets a guy who knows his offense, helps install, and then that way he's got a guy right there to not only help nurture and Caleb, a guy who was drafted high, knew what bumps in the roads was all about, and has thrived within the offense.
So it sounds like you're trying to convince yourself.
I did. Okay. Yeah, I needed that.
All right. So, you guys want to go one more round?
No.
Seattle.
No.
All right.
No.
I feel like I'd go another round here.
I don't. No.
We could have gone another round.
What if you went another round, who do you think?
I've got two more.
I still got a couple options.
Who else do you have on your list?
I just gave out my depth chart.
I don't have any more.
I think.
Who do you have?
I wouldn't completely, because we're entertaining the possibility, I think the Jaguars are still possibility.
They added somebody.
Yeah, but so what? We've went through a bunch of players.
They added Mac Jones. They're going to sign everybody from that draft.
Listen, if the price is right,
everybody Trey Lance from, available. It's somebody a call round Dallas pick. And see if Trey Lance is available.
I'll still throw out the Steelers. I know they added Russ, but if they can get Justin Fields for a fifth or a sixth, would they completely?
You're
going to
get Kenny Pickett still there. You've spent a first-round pick on him.
But is he? He's not there. And then the 49ers and Titans.
I have the Titans.
The 49ers are not going to do that. You know that, Jeff. You don't
of
don't
all the teams we listed,
silly. Don't play football silly.
All the teams we listed, it's not like none of them are like, oh, this is an absolute no-brainer. I could see why he'd land there.
Like the Packers?
Like any of them.
Wouldn't that be unbelievable if Matt LaFleur traded for Justin? And for whatever reason, Jordan Love wasn't able to play. And Justin stepped in and continued the dominance that the Packers have over the Bears. And Justin led the Packers to two wins over the Bears. Would you move out of Chicago? Would you think about it?
I think
Would your run to Scottsdale start sooner rather than later?
I think we'd have to.
Can you imagine
if that happens? Well, I'll buy the stock. I'll buy the little piece of paper. I'll buy the biggest rip-off piece of paper of all time.
Matt LaFleur makes a trade for Justin. Jordan Love's not able to play. Justin leads the Packers over two wins against the Bears.
Welcome to Cardinals Weekly. I'm your host, Mark Silverman. We're talking Arizona Cardinals football. Kyler Murray, he's had a great week.
But we're going to start Desmond Ridder because we traded for him. This is really
All right, 312-332-3776. Let's take all of your calls. Don't forget, would you rather coming up? I think we're doing it in the 6 o'clock hour. So fire them off and send them to Tyler Aki at TylerAki_ and at Jeff_Meller on Twitter. Hashtag at WS, would you rather? We've got Connie's frozen pizzas to give away. Your best either or question. So send them to us. Make them creative. Make them fun. Make us laugh. And we'll read them during the 6 o'clock hour. You enter through Twitter. All right, all your phone calls coming up. Do we have a fun story or two for Waddle's World?
I got a Pornhub story for you, you call that
all
fun.
All right, good. And then all your calls.
Hey, you considering a home remodeling project? Design First Builders is your solution. They guide you through every stage of your remodeling project, ensuring a seamless process from start to finish. Schedule a complimentary in-home consultation. Call them 630-250-7777 or go to designfirstbuilders.com.
Waddle and Sylvie, from our State Street studio to your hellish commute home. We're there with you, making it bearable. Never mind. Back to Waddle and Sylvie on ESPN Chicago.
Welcome into Waddle's World. I know you've been waiting for all of this. Trying to find the... there you go. I got it. Okay. But first, before I give you the Jaromir Jagr bobblehead story, Pornhub is pulling out of Texas. Yeah, there's no more Pornhub in Texas. You know
why?
Popular adult streaming site Pornhub is currently blocking users in Texas following a lawsuit from the Attorney General over the site's age verification process. I'm not really interested in the story. I just wanted to say Pornhub is pulling out of Texas.
You've been waiting for that pun all day?
Since we met today, earlier in the day. So,
everything's bigger in Texas except for Pornhub?
I think we can roll with that one as well.
All right, so we're going to cross Texas off potential vacation spots then.
You know what, Mella? You play a good foil on the radio, but that's not your thing. Jeffrey's not allowed to log in
vacationing
Pornhub
in Texas.
Vacationing
in Texas? Yes, you're right.
Yeah. Oh, you want to know the most? Before I get to this bobblehead story as well, do you want to know where the most overweight cities in the United States are?
I think we're on the list as always.
100 most. I'm not going to give you all 100.
Philly's on the list always.
Obese U.S. cities, America's weight problem centers in what region? Do you believe?
The Midwest.
South.
Oh, the South.
Yeah.
Really?
You want to start with 10 and go to the...
I thought the South is warmer weather, so more people get out and walk.
Well, it looks like you thought wrong.
Wow.
Cincinnati, Ohio is 42nd on the list. I'm scrolling through. Looks like Chicago's not so bad.
Wow.
Not so bad. Chicago's 84th.
We've made progress.
Yeah, we're big.
Wow. I thought especially when Big Cat moved back that we would be really, really high on the list.
You want to go 10 to 1?
Yeah, 10 to 1.
Most overweight cities in the U.S., according to, who is this? Who brought this to you? I don't know. Health and Medical News, Society and Culture News. Okay, here we go. Number 10, Chattanooga, Tennessee. Number 9, Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Number 8, Lafayette, Louisiana. Wow. Number 7, Memphis, Tennessee. Number 6, Knoxville, Tennessee.
Wow.
Number 5, Tennessee, come on down. Number 5, Little Rock, Arkansas. Number 4, Mobile, Alabama. Shreveport, Louisiana. Number 2, Jackson, Mississippi. And number 1, McAllen, Texas.
Why is that?
The most unhealthy cities, top 10 most unhealthy, most obese cities, rather, in the United States. Don't know. Jaromir Jagr bobblehead night postponed as Penguins say the shipment was stolen. This was Meller's request. He wanted this story. The Penguins' month-long celebration of Jaromir Jagr was set to continue today. With the team handing out bobbleheads of the franchise legend ahead of their game against the San Jose Sharks. But the Penguins have been forced to postpone the promotion after the shipment carrying the bobbleheads was stolen in transit.
18,000 of them,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
Like, again, they were talking about this on Greeny.
Was this last Thursday?
Right. No, what, I thought it was this Thursday.
Tonight?
Yeah,
tonight.
It's supposed to go. It's,
right.
Yeah.
They sent out a tweet about this. The Penguins did. What does one do with 18,000 bobbleheads when they steal them?
I don't know.
This was great. There was a person on Twitter, Emma Bacciolari. She posed the question, what's funnier, someone planning to deliberately pull off a bobblehead heist or someone just stealing boxes as the opportunity arises only to realize they have thousands of Jaromir Jagr bobbleheads?
Oh, they thought they were stealing different.
Yeah, just something valuable, and all of a sudden they find themselves with a bunch of Jaromir Jagr bobbleheads.
I bet you these are TVs. Shipments of TVs coming in.
Would you like one if we can get you one, Jeff?
Oh, hell yeah. Jaromir Jagr bobblehead?
Yeah.
With the mullet? Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, no, I don't even think. He was born with a mullet. I don't think you can get one without a mullet. All right, that's all I got.
All right.
It's time to get to Aki's A-List after we...
Okay. It's coming up next.